This is probably the last Chumash year that everyone will be here for this Zman. Almost everybody will be here for this Zman. Try to say again next week, but I don't know what people's travel arrangements are. So that being the case, so I'll take the liberty to speak a little bit more practically than I do usually. Everybody is going to be going back home, almost everybody. And going back home carries with it many challenges. First of all, going back home to your parents' house and revisiting, going back to live in your parents' house even for a month is always a challenging situation, especially you guys' age. I promise you it does get better, it does get easier, but it's challenging. Second of all is that the environment that we'll all fly off into, even in the best case situations, is a far cry from sitting in the base medrash, you know, 9, 10, 11 hours a day, being here away from everything. And you're blending into a new environment. And that in itself is challenging. But then there's the third, and this is really maybe the most important thing, is that when you leave yeshiva and you go back home, so you're dealing with an opportunity. You're dealing with an opportunity to go back and be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Now, I'm not trying to make this sound religious and holy and frum. It's just a simple fact. Everybody whose parents sent them here have been alone without you for the year. And your presence does make a difference. And therefore, it's an investment for them to send you away from home, to send you to yeshiva. And when you come back, and I'll tell you from the other side of the fence, their eyes are going to be on you. Not in a critical way, but has he changed? Is he balanced? Is he a flip out? Is he better than he was before? Is he more serious? When he davens, you know, is it a different davening? Not a meshugana davening, but is he serious? They have a Seder every day. And how is he with his interrelations with other people, with us? That's on the level of your parents, the people in the community, the people in shul that you come to face to face with for the first time. What kind of an impression are you going to make on them? A yeshiva bachur who goes home is an ambassador of Torah. Whether we like it or not, it's just that's the way that it is. And you have a great opportunity, to make a positive impression on everybody that you see and everywhere where you are. And that being the case, I'd like to share with you a vart that I penned probably about 2 years ago as an honor to my parents because of something that they were going through at the time. I think that the message is very apt to somebody who's going back home and revisiting his parents' house, his parents, his community. Bez Hashem, I can accompany you along on your journey as you leave yeshiva, go back to wherever you're going back to for the Bein HaZmanim period. Parsha Shmini is the parsha that everybody knows is the parsha of the tragedy of Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu, two greats, according to some, certain aspects are even greater than Moshe and Aaron. And Nadav and Avihu, because of what they did, whether it was they brought an Ishzara, whether they were Shesuye Yayin, but whatever they did was in violation of the Shechina, and when you are in touch with intense Shechina, so you don't mess. Shechina is dangerous business. When the king is in the room, you have to be on your best behavior, and if you're not, so then you get your head chopped off. And the Shechina exploded Nadav and Avihu. The Shechina was the end of Nadav and Avihu. But it's interesting that before you get this Shechina coming into the Parsha, in Parsha Shemini, before Nadav and Avihu, there was actually a fight that went on to make the Shechina manifest inside of the Mishkan. After all the karbanis of the Bnei Aaron, so you have two psukim which seem very repetitive. One pasuk, it says that after the whole job was done, Vayisa Aaron es yaday, Aaron picks up his hands, Ela'am, Vayivarchim, Vayirid ma'asei zachatas ve'oilu v'ashlamim. First pasuk, Rashi tells us, talking about Birchas Kayanim. The first Birchas Kayanim was done by Aaron on the Yom HaShemini. But then in Pasuk Chav Gimel, it seems that there's another bracha. They came and they blessed the people. Asks Rashi, what's the extra bracha all about? Why do you need a second bracha? Says Rashi, Lefi shekol shivas yemei hamiluim, for all the 7 days of miluim, she'amidu Moshe l'mishkan, that Moshe erected the mishkan, v'shimesh bay, u'parkai b'kol yoyim. So every day Moshe erected the Mishkan again and took it down. Loi sharsa by Shechina. The Mishkan was its bare walls. The Shechina wasn't there. Loi Yisrael nechlamin. Loi mele Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu kol haterech shetorachnu. Shetishra Shechina beinenu. V'neda sheniskaper lanu ha'egel. They said that everything that we did, it wasn't to build the walls. We wanted the Shechina amongst us. At that point, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron give a bracha. What was the bracha? Amru v'hinayam Hashem elekeinu aleinu yihi ratzon shetishra shechina b'maisa yadechem. And at that point, the Shechina comes. What comes out from this is that there were two stages in the Mishkan. There was the Mishkan without the Shechina, and there was the Mishkan with the Shechina. Which is interesting, because you would think it wouldn't be that way. The whole point of the Mishkan is v'yasu li mikdash v'shachanti b'seicha. So what's the Mishkan without the Shechina? But it didn't happen like that. There was 7 days over and over and over again that you had a Mishkan without Shechina. Finally, Moshe Rabbeinu benches the people together with Aaron, and then the Shechina come. Two stages in the Mishkan. The walls, and then with the Shechina. And l'maisa, it's not just the Mishkan. We find this every day in our davening, our own Mishkan Ma'at, our shuls, our Batei Medrash. We say in the Matovu every morning, V'ani ahavti ma'in beisecha. I love the rooms of your house. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We love the Beis Medrash. Beautiful walls, beautiful rooms. U'makai Mishkan kibaydecha. And the place where your Shechina rests. Again, there's two bechinas. There's the rooms of the shul, and the fact that the shul is a receptacle for the Shechina. But what's pshat? I mean, what's the chashivas of a mishkan b'fnei atzma if it's not for makom mishkan kavaydecha, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina rests? What's the second bechina? What's the second din over here that the rooms themselves have chashivas? But if we think about what it is, we realize what a hashpa we can have and what a hashpa the Shechina has. And that could be a lesson that we could go home with. On my last trip back to America, at the end of December, beginning of January, I went for my brother's bar mitzvah, my brother's son's bar mitzvah, my nephew's bar mitzvah. So I had a very memorable experience, aside from the bar mitzvah itself, which of course was memorable. But I went and I revisited my childhood home. 10 Sophia Street, Muncie, New York. Right next door to Zev Joseph's grandparents. And I had to be in Muncie that day to do Ner Michal business. This is Rabbi Kozowski. And since I was in Muncie, so I figured I'm going to go back to old stomping grounds. My parents deserted Muncie about 2 years ago. They moved to Passaic, where my brother lives. And they packed up the old house, gut-wrenching experience for them. I was there during a couple of tkufas when they were packing up things. Very emotionally difficult for me as well. But now they're in Pasaic. So after I visited my people that I had to see, I went and it was 72 degrees that day at the end of January, unseasonably warm, record-breaking temperature. And I pull into the long driveway. My basketball court was gone, but that wasn't the guy who bought its house. It wasn't the guy who bought its fault. It was my parents took that away before they sold the house. And there's a guy there, a Hasidish fellow, nice-looking guy, sitting in a lawn chair, chilling on the grass in late December. So I pull up the car, and he's sitting there, and I open up the door, and I say, Shalom Aleichem, my name is Sinowitz, I'm from Eretz Yisrael, and you're living in my house. The guy says, you used to live here? I say, yeah. He comes over, he gives me a big bear hug, oh, I'm so happy to meet you. And at which point he decides that he's going to just tear my neshama out by showing me what they did to the downstairs. Did a beautiful job. But still, you gutted my house, you know. Every room in that house, you remember, you know, this is the place where, like, you know, talking with Shlomi Plotzker's father about the possibility of going to Torah's Moshe, and maybe he should come, and it's a good thing, and, you know, whatever. And this room, and that room, and the other thing, he tells me, wow, we did with this, and we did with that, and we did with this. You see what you can do with a house? And I'm like, oh, you see what you can do with a house. You didn't even leave the driveway where the garage where the car used to go. But at the end of the conversation, where he was joined already by the rest of the family, he said something to me which was very, very powerful, and I hope very, very true. He said to me, I have to tell you something. He goes, this house is a special house. I feel it. I feel that this is a special house. He says, and you know why? He says, because your parents are the best people. Your parents are the straightest people. They're so honest. And I'm sure that what was going on inside of this house was a very, very special thing. I don't know if he was just trying to make me feel good. My own personal experience, of course, I believe what he's saying, even if he was trying to just make me feel good. But even if he was made a very important insight. And that is that what goes on in the walls of a house, what goes on in the walls of a base medrash, what goes on in an environment, is not just contained within the airspace. It becomes infused in everything around it. The people, the place, the walls, everything. Next week, we'll start with the parshiyos about Tzaras, Tazria, and Metzarah. And one of the things that you learn about from Tzaras is that when there's bad stuff going on in a house, you talk Lashon Hara in the house, you do other things in the house, so the Tumah gets into the walls. The Tumah gets into the walls to the extent that, you know, it starts growing this moldy stuff, and then you've got to knock down the walls and you've got to knock down the house. You have to eradicate it. But if that's true with Tumas, then the equal opposite is true also, is that it happens with Kedusha. You behave properly in a house, you behave properly in a base medrash, you behave properly amongst people, so then that Kedusha that's created permeates the atmosphere and it goes into the walls as well. And Lemaisa, that's what we see in the Mishkan, and that's what we see in the Matovu. The Mishkan was in two stages. The Mishkan was not just a receptacle for the Shekhinah. There's an intrinsic value in the walls of the Mishkan. Of course, not until the Shekhinah gets there. But once there's the Shekhinah, so then the very walls of the Mishkan take on that Kedusha. They became different walls. People are entranced. People are go meshuga about just the form of the Mishkan. How did the Mishkan look? This way, that way, the other way. It's not just because we're nostalgic about it. The very walls of the Mishkan were soaked with Kedusha. And that's what we say every day when we go into the Beis Medrash. Ani Ahavti Mo'in Beisecho, Mokoy Mishkan Kvoidecho. Why not just Mokoy Mishkan Kvoidecho? Who cares if the walls are nice? Who cares if the rooms are nice? No, there's an Ava of the Mo'in Beisecho, because whatever was going on inside of the walls gets soaked into the walls. And the Cheftza of the bias becomes a different bias. If it's true about a house, it's certainly true about people who you come into contact with, and people who see you, and people who are affected by you. Like I said in the beginning, every yeshiva bachur who goes home is an ambassador for Torah. You don't realize it, but when you get off a plane and you walk back into your house, your face looks different than it did before you went into the house. We should all have the, you know, whatever. We should all have the Karan Arpana of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're not Zeche to that. But there is a different look that everybody has when they go home. And there's no reason that people can't see themselves as being a bolt of lightning that people can, you know, be mushba by. Parents can derive pride from your behavior. Parents can get a chizuk by the fact that it was a worthwhile investment sending you to Eretz Yisrael. After a long zman, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, depending on how you measure it, that you're away, soaking up the Kedusha. So now it's your chance to go back and to take the Kedusha which you got here and share the wealth. But that can only happen if you go back with a sense of mission. If the idea of going back home is, okay, fine, the first thing that I need to do is turn on the light with those funny little light switches that they have in America, or actually now I feel like the funny ones are over here, but, you know, walk up the steep steps that they have in America, and you know, whatever, I don't know how it is in England, I'm sorry. And I want to go up to my room, and I want to flop down in my bed, and I want to flop back into my own old comfort zone and do all the things that I miss doing all the time that I was here. Okay, fine. That's the wrong attitude. It's going to happen anyway. We're all human, right? We all have our comfort zone, and we naturally gravitate to it. But the attitude has to be, look, I gained so much here over the last 8 months. Let's go back, and let's be balanced, and let's be good people. Let's be more serious than we were before. And eventually, we feel that we start to lose that a little bit. Okay, fine. So that's what happens b'meshach hazman. But at least to go back with day one, the relationship with the parents, it can't be the same relationship as last time I was home. You can't. I'm a different person. I gained so much over this zman. There are challenges in every environment, and it's much easier here than it is over there. It's got to be, okay, fine, so I'm just going to have to suck it up. I'm going to have to brace my stomach muscles while I'm there for, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks, or however long I can. And then the most important thing is going in with a sense of mission, that I'm here to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, that I can really make a difference, that everybody who sees me as a bolt of lightning. There's an electricity. Wow, look at a person like this. He was in a yeshiva for 8 months. He's a different person than he was before. And you make that positive impression, so you'll share your Kedusha and the Shechina that's inside of you with other people, and it'll go into your house. And Be'ezras Hashem, you'll have a chizuk from the Bein Hazmanim, as well as a relaxation. So Be'ezras Hashem will be able to get back together and continue to grow next month. Everybody should have a Chag Kosher Vasameach.